Basically, what I want to talk about is stewardship of your time. And if you want to zoom out a little bit further, stewardship of your life. And I know that this is a topic that we've touched on before, and I hope by God's grace I'll be able to present it in a little bit different light that might have a little bit different of an effect. I want to start in Ephesians chapter 5. It's short. You can find it if you are quick, and if not, listen. Verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So, an important point for me, something that has really been changing my heart over the last, I would say, 6 months or so, that God is teaching me, is that my life is nothing more than the sum of the choices I've made. So, and I think that I've talked to you guys about this before. My story, my history, the thing that when I'm gone, people are going to remember, the thing that when somebody's talking about me to somebody else, what they're going to think about, is it boils down to the sum of thousands upon countless thousands of choices that I'm faced with every day, and I have to make one way or the other. What this verse in Ephesians tells us is that the day, or the world, or your flesh, does not want us to make good decisions. The day is evil. So what we have to do, if we want to make the good decisions and craft the story that God tells us to craft, we have to fight back. We have to make a conscious effort, because the good decisions aren't going to come naturally. The world is not going to make the good decisions easy. Mrs. Bartles has on her Facebook page, or at least she did, a quote that says, "Our spiritual lives are on an incline." And that's the truth. We have to work. We have to fight. It's not going to just happen to us. A life that God will be proud of, a life that we want to live, is not going to just happen. We have to make it. You can look at it like this. The world that we're in the world, not of the world. The world that we're in is like a current. It's like a river. And it's pushing us downhill. So if we're not prepared to fight against the current, we're going to be swept away. If we're not at least as resilient and determined as salmon, we're going to be swept away. But how many people do we know that they don't have that resiliency? They don't have that determination. I want us to take a look at Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. It says, "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." So, it's another important perspective when you're thinking about crafting your story, when you're thinking about writing your history. These days are evil, but there's only so many of them. They're going to be gone before we know it. We can't wait till tomorrow to start making the hard decision, to stop taking the easy way, the wide road. We have to do it today, because we don't have that much time. So, one thing that we need to take into account, and this is particularly applicable in this season of the year. The best defense is a good offense. The Huskies performed very poorly yesterday. The reason was their offense couldn't hold on to the ball. I was at a wedding, but I was getting text messages with the score. So if we're making those good decisions, if we're making the hard decision, we're holding on to the ball. We're not giving the current, we're not giving the day the chance to come at us, because we're coming at it. The point here is that we have to live deliberately. We have to make the decisions on purpose. We have to face each day with a plan and a goal, and we have to remain on that track the entire day, every single day. And it's difficult. It's difficult for me. I would really, really enjoy waking up, throwing on some sweatpants, and sitting down with a video game controller the entire day, and I could do it every day. I guarantee. But God's called us to something more than that. God's called us to get up and give Him the first fruits of our day, and then spend the entire rest of the day bringing Him glory and bringing Him honor. We have to do that on purpose. It's not going to happen. We have to take responsibility for our actions, for our feelings, and for our thoughts. One of the things that I harp about constantly is that when people say, you made me feel this, you made me mad, you made me sad, it's not the truth. I might have created a set of conditions under which it was very difficult for you not to be mad, but I can't make you anything, just like you can't make me feel anything. And we have to take responsibility for our thoughts. We have to take every thought captive. Stray thoughts and idle thoughts are the beginning of easy decisions. When we start by letting, you know, our minds run away, daydreaming, whatever it is, that's when we're going to stop making the hard decisions. That's when we're going to stop being deliberate and purposeful about our lives. So, I want to reiterate here. Our lives are nothing more than the sum of the choices we make. So it is our responsibility to make those choices on purpose and make them for God's glory. I think I forgot to call the men up, so if they would come forward and prepare to take the offering, I'll pray for it. Father, we thank you, God, because everything we have, from the stray second in the day, God, to our paychecks that we bring home, to our loved ones and our friends, they are all gifts from you. God, we have done absolutely nothing deserving of any of these things. Father, quite the opposite. We've done everything deserving of an instant death. But Lord, by your grace and your love and your goodness, Father, you have blessed us and you have lavished us with gifts. Father, please teach our hearts the importance of stewardship. Lord, teach our hearts to be grateful to you for the things that you've given us, Father, and to manage them responsibly and to manage them for your glory. Lord, we confess, God, that we are selfish and we are lazy. But, Father, by your grace, we can fight back against it. And we can live lives, God, according to your scripture and by your wisdom that will bring you glory. Father, please bless us this morning. Bless our offering. Please multiply it, God, to the expansion of your kingdom, to help people who need it, Father, and to help us. In Jesus' name, amen.